I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating, and it gets everywhere.
That's how you know it's time to do a motherfucking Red Scare radio show. Teddy Boy, Johnny, Bartholomew, Tiberius Scotch. That's your main man. We are the Red Scare. Thank you so much. You can find us, redscareshow.com. You don't know already. Now you know. What's going on, Scotch?
Forward slash. Don't forget the forward slash. Oh, man.
Move forward slash. I can't see. Take that hat off. Why are you wearing a top hat indoors? Move forward slash.
Wear your top hat inside. It's Labor Days. It's Labor Days. Or not. I don't know.
Why do you need a skull on top of that hat? What are you doing?
That's so
you want to die.
So
recording death slash. You're not moving forward slash.
Oh, poor Slash. To have to look at Axl Rose every day and think that this is what I'm stuck with now.
I just saw a meme and it was so sad. So funny, but so true. It was so true. That they put every day, they put a picture of Slash and another guy next to it and said, every day, Axl Rose, or excuse me, they put a picture of Axl and they said, more and more every day, Axl keeps on looking like Benny Hill. And I went, fuck. And now I can't unsee it.
Really? That's like, I don't see that. I see he looks more like Ma Fratelli from the fucking Goonies.
Yeah, that too. He's got that pasty pudding face going and that Robin Quivers hair that he's... I don't know what the hell's going on, but...
What's he doing? I mean, what's he doing up there?
What are you doing? What are you doing up there?
The fuck?
I'm not a proponent for plastic surgery, but I got to tell you, sometimes you just got to go for it. When you're sagging like that, you're out there on the road. Duff is as skinny as a rail. Slash is a fucking god. He actually has, you know, talent that he's worked on, not just a voice. God damn it.
Can you see this image? Can you see it?
No, you're not. I'm seeing your waveform. Oh, my God.
That's just...
Christo. Yeah.
Get you to get the kitchen. Ma Fratelli right there. Or better yet, throw Mama from the show. Owen!
That's something that makes me choke! Like, okay, Axel. What happened to Sweet Child of Mine? He's yelling about salted nuts. Like, Axel's changed, man. I gotta tell you, though, I saw them. I know, he's got that... You got that to the shoulder, like it's probably, you know what it is, because I've gone through this. You remember when I had my big mane at CBS, and then that one day I just decided fuck it, and it just didn't grow back. Wasn't the same. I think that's what Axe was going through, because he had long hair when they first got back.
He's coming back from this.
And then I saw them twice in 16, and I gotta tell you, it was one of the greatest shows I've ever seen. They sounded great. Axl ruled. Slash was so fucking spectacular that I had, the first time in my life, like a brush with a godly figure. I was so moved. I cried on his solo for November Rain. Couldn't believe it. Wept like a baby. I was also extremely intoxicated. But it's not the point, Scotch. I had a moment. And it's because of Slash. It was a great show. But what's going on with Axl is unbelievably alarming.
It's too quite, It's quite sad that he's let his hair, and I see it. He's trying to, he's going from the short hair, trying to get back to the long hair. Except the difference is when he had long hair and he was sexy as fuck was the 80s and not 30 years of smoking and drinking to get those damaged, brittle end hairs that he's going to. Now his shit's like thick old lady smoker hair. You know,
yeah.
That it's just, there's no amount of tail and mane that you can use to get that soft again. It's just not happening. Yeah,
those were the days where he wasn't thinking twice about putting on a belly shirt. You know what I mean? Yeah. He was, you know.
And so. I don't get the whole sun hat thing that he's doing now either. I saw a concert where What's he's wearing hat? this fucking hat that he's got on where it's not really a cowboy. I don't understand.
Anthony Hamilton R&B type hat. I don't get it, but you know
what? Yeah, I see Mark Anthony wearing one of these or something.
Yeah, I see that. It's either Dennis Quaid in that bowling movie where he plays a Quaker or an Amish person.
yeah.
Or R&B singers that wear their sunglasses inside. Kingpin.
Kingpin. Yeah, no, that's that is absolutely an Amish hat. He's just Axel. I mean, you're just you're built for radio now, son. Looks like. You're built for radio.
He sounds good. The guy still sounds fucking like Axel. That's all that matters.
He needs a podcast. Just get out from being in front of like people looking at you. Have a podcast where you can grab a you bring Slash in with his acoustic. You guys sing. No one can see what you look like. Talk about, your days of touring and how you used to fucking fight and cancel shows. And, really, he should just be podcasting it now.
Well, he's had almost 40 years to take a cue from his lead guitarist. Slash has been hiding his face his whole life because he doesn't like the way he looks. Take that, the little hair you have, push it to the front and just put the hat right on. That's what you got to do. You just be like the four horsemen of who the fuck are they?
Oh, absolutely. The other option he has, he can take the 40 and over option. Instead of trying to keep your face like you're up there on fucking stage at the MTV Music Awards in, I don't know, 87, you're not built like that anymore, Axel. You got a little gullet drop in there. Go ahead and grow a beard out, dude. No one's going to talk shit on you for growing a beard, some facial hair to change that fucking mug up. No one's going to... No girl... Maybe... I can't say no. There's probably some girls that are in their 40s and see him like this. And, oh, he's just as sexy as I remember him. There might be. I don't want to, you know...
They've also gained 80 pounds and have 7 kids. Like, that's true. You know, I'll take anything at this point.
Well, that's because back in those days when you were listening to this music, you was riding whatever was put in front of you. You're fucking, I'm on the night train. You know what I mean? You're going.
Bottoms up.
Good luck, Axel, in your recovery. Hope it all works out. Thoughts and prayers.
Let's be clear, Axel. We don't know if he's in recovery or not. Speaking of rockers, I wasn't gonna get to this just yet, but might as well. We're on the night train, as it were. I don't look at Johnny Depp as a rocker, even though he's got the cool rings and it looks like he takes hours to get ready in the morning with the eyeliner and all the scarves and all that shit. But I've been watching this trial, Scotch. He won the suit against him about the sexual allegation that his ex-wife Amber Heard filed against him. That's not what's going on here. So he's taking a stand this week in a suit that he brought up against his ex-wife for defamation. He's saying that she ruined his career by falsely accusing him of abuse and sexual assault. And god damn it, normally I don't care about any Hollywood shit, but I have been glued to this fucking testimony and I can't get enough, because it's really not about what he's saying. It's about the spaces in between what he's saying that I just get a goddamn kick out of Scotch and I can't stop listening. Hit me with one of them. Well, look, before you go, this is an explanation of why he brought the suit against it, went public with this trial. Go ahead, Scotch.
Wanted to fight it because it was there, because there wasn't an ounce, not a grain, not a molecule of truth to it. So I wanted to fight it.
And it's really not about that clip saying he wants to fight. It's really about they, because for some reason he goes off into these tangents where he's kind of stream of consciousness talking. And it's fascinating to me. He's talking about the accusation, the initial accusation that Amber Heard brought up that he abused her, and that's why he wanted to fight it.
But did he have any? I mean, do they pull in witnesses in this? Are they asking, or is this all just his testimony?
All I know so far is he has been on the stand, and he's been talking about the history, about he has tapes of her abusing him, berating him, yelling at him, making fun of him. He has a story of her beating him, her trying to break a door down and kicking him in the face. I mean, she seems like...
This sounds like just angry girl. Sounds like,
yeah, I got to tell you, it sounds like, you know, very familiar to me. Maybe that's why I love it so much.
You can relate. You can relate on this. I mean, I'm looking at pictures of her, and she's not like this big woman.
What do you mean a big woman? Like fat?
No, like buff. I mean, she's like I don't know. Like, I just assume when you think of somebody beating their man, right? Or, you know, a woman being violent towards him, I just think of, I don't know. I imagine she doesn't.
You should stop talking right now, Scotch.
Why?
You should definitely. I don't know. I don't like where you're going with this.
Why? I'm just saying.
Self-incriminating. You know,
fuck you.
She does not seem to be fitting the image of what I have as a wife, as an abuser. You know, like, well, if somebody's, mirror that with, when somebody says, oh, my husband, you know, my neighbor's husband beats the shit out, I immediately think skinny dude, tattooed arms, can't hold his liquor. Like, I immediately, that is my profile of them. You know, he's not looking like Rick Moranis. You know what I mean?
I think you'd be surprised, but
I probably would.
Yeah, I think that for guys like you and I, Scotch, gentlemen, as it were, we are so far removed from even thinking about raising a hand to a girl that sometimes these girls, regardless of their size, of their look, or what seems to be their personality, they will take advantage of that, and they will attack you because they know, well, not that they'll get away with it, that
they know that you won't hit them back.
Shit, because they know that you're a good-natured dude and you're not going to fight back. So I don't think stature has anything to do with it. I think like any person that's a little vindictive will try to take advantage of whoever they perceive their adversary to be. What the fuck is that?
That's a pimp slap. That's a pimp slap. That's, you know.
Let me hear that again.
Just quit, because that's, you ain't got time to respond. You're getting slapped. That's the problem, is none of these, you know, Amber Heard is clearly never been pimp slapped. So she's out there running amok on Johnny Depp.
She's never been checked. She's one of those kids that's never been spanked. One of those kids that goes to, I don't know, Bel Air Academy or Brentwood High, that's never got the shit kicked out of them, that, you know, goes to a party, runs their mouth, and then questions, why'd I get the shit kicked out of me? That's never happened before. Well, because you didn't get bopped in the nose when you should have, you little hound dog.
My question to you is on these clips that you've privied me with, is his speech impediment because of Amber Heard beating the shit out of him? Or is this how Johnny talks? Because I'm just curious now.
Let's hear an explanation of who he told about this abuse.
Okay.
Did you ever discuss Ms. Heard's domestic abuse allegations with any producers or directors in the movie industry?
Only if they fell into the category of friends. For example, Tim Burton.
Let's pause.
Who was?
Let's go back. Hit me.
I don't understand. Like, what is he doing?
I swear to God, if you isolated that, which we have because we're great. you just told me. This, all right, what sound is this? I would not think, definitely Johnny Depp. That's a Hollywood actor.
That's out of Pornhub right
highest
there.
Order. I just watched this terrible movie called Truffle Hunters, and that's the first thing that comes to mind. That's a pig rummaging in the dirt looking for truffles. All right, go
back. The question was, you know, did she ever slap you? And his response was, and then she was like,
why are you gay?
And then the audience was, poor Johnny. Let's all continue right. on, shall we?
Did you ever discuss Ms. Heard's domestic abuse allegations with any producers or directors in the movie industry?
Only if they fell into the category of friends. For example, Tim Burton, who was one of my dearest friends and known him since we made Edward Scissorhands together in 1990. We've been very, very, very close friends ever since then. Just friends, you know. And then of course, as we were on the road, you know, the fellas in the band, you know, Alice Cooper is the singer of the Vampires, who's a dear friend, and Joe Perry from Aerosmith is in the band, and he's also a dear friend. And then a couple of the other members are just very close friends. And I was bereft of any. You just don't know what to say anymore. You just know what to. So I tried not to talk about it very much at all.
All right.
There was a lot of that in there. I mean, I just feel bad. I think fucking Amber Heard just knocked the shit out of him. Because I've heard this guy talk on movies. He's fine. He delivers lines excellent. Then here he's up here getting questions, and it's just a bunch of...
What I didn't know was about this band, about how he says it, the band. The Bond.
The Bond. Scissorhands.
Hollywood Vampires. I didn't know it was Alice Cooper, Joe Perry. You mentioned that it was Duff from
Guns N' Roses. Duff tours with him, yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, that's like, you know, it's one of the greatest supergroups ever put together. And I never even heard of them. I was telling you about how I'm kind of still figuring shit out as far as like my musical taste. And I'm done with the listening to old hip hop. I've done it. I mean, I still love it. No, but it's not like I'm done with it, but I just like, I have to find other shit. I got jazz. I got blues. Now that I got that blues on me, and I'm, you know, been a huge blues fan for 25, 30 years, but I never got into rock and roll until the last, you know, 10 years or so, as far as what we consider to be classic rock and roll, like, you know, Queens of the Stone Age. I just thought that was a boy band. I had no idea. And so when I found out about Audioslave, I was like, holy shit, these guys rule. Because I love Soundgarden when I was a kid. That was one thing that I knew. And I loved Rage Against the Machine. So now knowing that there's these other super groups out there is the point. I'm definitely interested. Do we have we got any Hollywood vampire clips?
Yeah, I do. Give me one second. I do have some stuff. That's good stuff right there. See, but you don't hear him gurgling all over the mic there. You can come across. This must have been before Amber beat the fucking voice out of him. I don't know.
I got to tell you, it sounds pretty good.
It does.
I'm not too mad at that. That's pretty cool.
No, I think that's some shit that I could have a nice sip of whiskey and just relax to, you know? I mean, if he got up there and, you know, the music's all awesome, and then he starts singing, and it like that's gonna be harder to listen to. But now that's probably what we got.
All right, this last clip, we got the explanation of her belittling him and him getting scared, which is one of the reasons why he brought this up, because she was not only physically abusive, but she was psychologically and emotionally taxing on him, because she said that this is a clip basically explaining what her new husband is going to be, the new stepfather to Johnny Depp's children, was going to be.
But does he have kids with her?
No, he has his own kids.
More man and the stepfather than would be existing in my, I believe the term was left nut.
Let me hear just him say left nut. Oh, that's my favorite.
Oh, is that not it? Hold on, because it's so much, there's so much garbage here. Like, I have to go back and get a fucking Depp analysis.
Oh, come on. Yeah, right there. Left.
Term was left nut.
Is that what he says? Left nut there?
Left nut.
Term was left nut. Term was left nut.
Left
nut. Get rid of term. Just let me hear left nut.
Left nut.
I did not even know that that's what he was saying until you told me.
That's what he's saying. He's saying left that. Nut.
It sounds like he says left
her
nut.
Her new man is going to have more masculinity in his left nut than Johnny Depp does in his whole body. That was the whole thing. Anyway.
Yeah, but maybe she hasn't tried this new man yet. Maybe she's still in the honeymoon phase of love, but it could be, you know.
This is when they're still married. But I'm saying, like, this is what a kind of a bitch she is. She's already on that, like, my new boyfriend's going to be a real man, you know, type of shit. You know, you've heard that before.
It sounds like she likes being choked in bed, and Johnny just wasn't the asshole to do it. And so this new guy is probably just beating the shit out of her, you know, and...
No, there isn't even a new guy yet. She's just saying the hypothetical new guy.
A hypothetical new guy?
Yeah, this isn't even a new guy yet. They're still married, and she's saying my new boyfriend is going to have more manliness in his left nut than you have in your whole body. Let me hear it one more time.
Left nut.
Jeez.
It sounds like it's going to be a new creamy, like, Nutter Butter. That's the title. Not Nutter Butter, but Nutella or something like that. It sounds like, have you tried the new
left nut
cream sauce? Because that's...
cream sauce. Come on, Scott. You're better than that. Too easy.
Fuck you.
What else is going on?
You know, I was watching, I don't know if you catch these cooking shows, and this is something that popped up in my head. And it was just weird because the way they were saying, so I'm watching Tournament of Champions, and they're going back and forth, and they're cooking up this food, and they're making an au jus, right? An au jus. And they just kept leaving the au part out. This jus right here is going to be good. This jus. And I'm like, does that get offensive to you? Can we not? Is there another sauce, a name, something that we come up with? It was just, I don't even know why it was bothering me. It's just, I was sitting there trying to watch a cooking show. A, they're throwing shit in the oven and they're just fucking spouting jus everywhere. This French jus. This is going to go on here. This here is a seasoned jus. This one's over here. This is an Italian reduced jus. And I just thought it was
a little, we put it on top of a burnt jus. You know,
exactly. Oh, I burnt my Jew. Exactly. That is exactly the shit I'm talking about, because they're running around. They're on a time thing. I just that just caught me off guard. Like it never, even when I was cooking, I never called it au jus. It was just, you know, fucking give me that beef sauce.
Divided because it was.
Exactly. I want that beef sauce. But I thought it was interesting that it just kept flicking around like that.
I'm in the kitchen all the time. You hear I think it's so ubiquitous, especially in the back of the house. They just say the jus or whatever it is. But they say jus. They don't say jus unless I'm standing there, because then they think that's fucking hilarious. But I guess that I've been desensitized to that for a long time.
You're the first one to call shit out on. Hey, I also wanted to bring this up because I thought this was fucking very interesting. So did you see there was a clip of this? I don't know the full story. I guess there was a drunk guy on a plane sitting behind Mike Tyson.
Oh, my God.
And was like, basically, you know, I guess kept provoking him. And then the video shows Tyson fucking throwing blows on this dude's head. And I'm like,
really?
Who is the dude? Here, let's check out the clip. Let's see.
Oh my God. Shit.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey, Mike, come on. Let's go stop that. There's always a horse, man. Come on. Hey, Mike, come on. Let's go stop that.
Is that him standing up?
Yeah, that's him leaning over the thing. Let's drop it down in slow motion here. Look at him. Right, not left. It's not even giving him the weak sauce. He's fucking, that's a 50-something-year-old Mike Tyson. Look at them arms. He's still doing it. When do you get to become the dude that's like, okay, let's check this out. Let's see the shit that's before.
Cut it out.
Fucking shit, dude. Oh,
fucking motherfucker, Scotch. God damn it, Mitz.
Right, why can't you watch shit without a fucking ad ever? Why does shit have to have ads? I'm trying to watch your news and promote your news, but then you have to go and put a 12-second fucking ad in front of the clip.
You know what? You take responsibility. You didn't cue it up right. Take responsibility, Scotch.
You know what? I am. I'm passing these duties lazy on production. To you. I'm
very
passing
upset.
These duties on to you. You're a lazy production. Your whole birth was a lazy production. Don't ever fucking Nevertheless, back to my story. Time. That's most important.
This is George talking to Mike Tyson, bro. This shit crazy, bro. Mike Tyson.
Dog done got lit, man. He over here rapping with Tyson. Mike Tyson trying to give us some shrooms.
What's he saying?
He don't know how to act. Tyson looking out, man. This shit crazy as fuck.
He should have never gave you his money.
Peasants. Oh, they call Mike Tyson a peasant?
That blue net flight. My boy just got.
Oh, that's that. You look.
What a terrible clip. This is a radio show.
I thought it would be clearer than that. He was talking shit to Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson reached over the fucking chair that was directly behind him and started giving him them haymakers. Well, not haymakers. Those were jabs.
The face that guy's making is a face of a guy that's just been punched for the first time. Like, I can't believe that actually happens to people. This is what
Somebody
I was talking about
me?
Earlier. You have that. You have these. I suspect that these are silver spoon little fucks that have never had repercussions. They've been raised by their nannies. Daddy's not around. Mom let them do whatever the fuck they wanted. All of a sudden, they get in a situation where they're running their stupid fucking mouths. And excuse me, but the chickens come home to roost. I don't even know what that means, but I know you. It's called getting your comeuppance. I don't even know what that means. But it's retribution, Scotch. And that's what fucking happens in the real world. You talk shit to a guy that has a fist and is willing to use it, you're going to get punched in the fucking face. And that's the face of a guy who's never been punched in the face before. You could see it. He's like, I can't believe that just fucking happened.
I got hit?
I think most people, that's the whole thing. This anti-bullying, this, you know, be nice to your neighbor, this helicopter parenting, all this stuff. It's killing everybody. Social media, these kids are on there talking shit, being vitriolic, saying the nastiest shit. But there's no way for you to get to them and punch them in the face if they say something out of line. Now, you might think that this is advocating what Will Smith did at the Oscars. It's not. What he did was a real pussy move. But the point is, sometimes, especially when you're younger, you need to get hit by another human being that's of your, same stature to let you know shit happens. There are repercussions in life.
You talk shit to
Mike Tyson, you're going to get punched in the fucking face. Don't look surprised when it happens.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Oh, boy.
That's it. That's people don't get punched in the face enough. We talked about this on multiple episodes. There's too many people that are just free to run their mouth holes as they see fit, and there is nobody, no one checking them.
Well, I think if it had happened early on, like an early checking, like what happens on the playground or at the park or wherever you are when you're a kid, when you get punched in the face the first time, you go, holy shit, that could really happen. Like, I'm not for abusing children, but I had an abusive father in a way. I got hit when I did something really stupid or even for no fucking good reason at all. And I learned that sometimes it's best just to keep your fucking mouth shut. Most people haven't had that lesson bestowed on them. And it's by the time that they're an adult and they're getting punched in the face by Mike Tyson, it's a little too late. You already have the attitude is, this shouldn't be happening to me. Why would this happen to me? I'm special. It's too late for that.
You can't hit me. You can't hit me. That's assault. Assault.
No, it's just you getting hit in the fucking face because you've been stupid. That's a young lesson that you have to learn when you're young. So I think we need to rethink the way these children are being raised. Maybe sometimes smack them across the face if they say something out of line. If they call mom a bitch, all right, that's a bop to the nose.
Oh, mom fucking somebody up in this household. You call mom a bitch in this household?
Oh my God.
She fucking wrangling. There ain't nobody. Mm-mm. You're going to be like, I'll go back to our movie, right? Life. Say watch one more time. Just make the, you know, make the whoop with your lips and we're going to take it outside. That's how it is. As soon as you went to say bleh, you would get the
bleh. Yeah, but the rest of it's getting slapped out of your mouth.
You're swallowing teeth on that itch part. That's
if I, you know, if I don't need a genie. I don't need three wishes. You just grant me this one wish, Scotch, because I wish a motherfucker would. That's my one wish.
No, try me. I wish it. You know, there's that new, I don't know if it's new, but it's along the I wish a motherfucker would. It's the one I hear all the time, and I just, it's kind of annoying now. I thought it was cool for, I ain't the one.
I'm not really into that.
No, I know. When I first heard it, I was like, this girl ain't the one. That's kind of like try me, but now everybody just says it. Like that's their immediate response to when someone's gonna. Oh, you're gonna say, "Oh, I ain't the one." To me, that's saying I don't know how to fight, but I'm just gonna puff like a puff fish.
Yeah, I ain't the one to test.
Don't try me.
You don't want to cross that line with me, sir. That's what you're trying to say, but you know it doesn't have the same effect. I ain't the one. I'd be like, well. Usually the one is the one that doesn't talk. The one is the one that hits you without warning. That's the one.
That's what you get. That is nature's self-awareness check.
I ain't the one. Jamming on the one, maybe.
Jamming. Boo-doo-boo-doo. But yeah, I mean... Unfortunately, I think thankfully for us, there's going to be multiple stories of people like this guy that just keep us, that give us content for our show. Cause they're always, it's going to be more and more as we get older. These younger group is going to start coming up and there'd been nobody there to check them. No schoolyard check-ins. Everybody's been home isolated from pandemics and, you know, no one's doing social anything cause everything's just done online. No one's at the park. You know, playing some basketball and calling somebody a motherfucker and then getting punched in the mouth because you use mother and fucker in the same word. You know, like when I was growing up.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Scotch, but you seem a little echoey. Like you feel like you're in a can right now. I don't like it.
What are you talking about? I'm right here.
All right, you're better now. You were stepped away from the mic.
Yeah,
Don't get too comfortable.
I am. You see, I'm fucking shit's on fire. You know, back in my day, my older brother, who's 10 years older than me, had this thing that, you know, we could fuck around, but if you ever called him a punk.
Oh, he didn't like that, huh?
That was fists immediately for anybody. Not just me, not his little brother. But you know, what's up, Punk?
That was his. Boop. That was his trigger.
That he was his triggered
by that.
He didn't do like he. It wasn't even the what'd you call me? You know, there was no words exchanged. Like
that
like
just
now it's a meeting of Congress when people fight. You know, it's all this back and forth. No one wants. You know, no one's throwing. Yeah. It's just back and forth, chest bumping. I feel like back in the day, it was like,
oh, that man's coming after me. I'm getting hit.
I had another roommate. As soon as somebody, because I had a roommate that was short but could fight, right? Did some time in some places and learned some things in those places as far as when somebody walks up to you and goes, hey man, you got a problem? Doesn't even respond. He punches him right in the fucking mouth.
Yeah, that's essentially the first punch, right?
Because you know it's going to become that.
Yeah. Why wait? Let's cut to the quick. Get right to it.
And 9 out of 10 times, you strike after that, hey, you got a problem? You've already got the advantage because that dude that's asking that now is not expecting that. Yeah, not expecting that because most people be like, oh, what are you talking about, man? I don't know. I don't even know what you're talking about. Blah, blah. And then now he gets the upper hand once. Well, I saw you did it. Are you? Fuck that. You're already coming over here because you got some beef that you're trying to sell or push. So, hey, man, you got to put, bam. I don't, but now you do.
Oh, my.
That's how it goes.
That's some tough guy stuff.
That's some tough guy fucking. That's a real Hollywood James Brown bullshit right there.
Speaking of motherfuckers, some of that story. That's this story blew my fucking mind. What would you do, Scotch? I mean, I barely need one of these things because I don't use it at all. But what would happen if you were
this
born?
This better not be a vibrator story.
Very close. If you were born with two dicks, would that be a benefit? I'm sure a lot of guys would be like, yeah, you can do two chicks at one time, bro. You know,
what are you talking about? Two chicks at one time? I'm saying you're fucking plugging both holes at the same time. You just fucking, you're doing both.
Nasty man. You're a nasty man. I didn't even think about that.
That's it. You don't need a threesome.
Zap all over this town. You go right up the poop chute.
You don't even need a threesome. You are the two man crew.
Gross. I told the girl, you know, I'll put it in there if you want, but you know, don't do me any favors. You know, if it's for you, fine. But don't think you're doing this for my benefit. I'm a giver.
This is the same conversation you and I had.
I said, girl, I was trying to mask it. So, you know what? If you want to out yourself, Scotch, go right on.
My life's an open book, dude. You're the best catcher in the league.
Life is a highway, and I'm going to ride it all night long.
That's funny. That's why I got that tattooed on my dick, highway. I knew that was your song.
Why are you gay?
So this kid...
gay!
This kid is born with two dicks. Can you bring that up? Read a little bit of the initial article, Scotch.
Yeah, Brazilian boy born with two penises because of a 1 in 5 million defect gets his... Now, wait for it.
Wait. Don't say it yet. So the kid has two penises, right?
Peni, I believe.
Peni?
Yeah, okay. Because you add the eye, like cactus, right? Like you don't add...
like octopi or cacti.
You wouldn't say cactuses or octopuses. Penis ends with an S. So penises?
Penises.
I don't know. I would say peni. Sounds more Harvard.
Let's be Harvard. Let's do the rest of the show being Harvard. Buffy.
And for our Latin friends, that'd be dos pipis.
Dos pipis. Dos pipis. Tengo un pipi.
Tengo un pipi.
Tienes pipis. Dos pipis. So the mom thinks, here's the thing. I think like the liberals would be really upset with this because they're all like, let the child choose what he wants to be, you know, like they're okay with letting them identify their own sexuality at 8 and chopping whatever the fuck they want off at 9. Right. But this woman says, no, fuck all that. I'm in charge. One of these has got to go. And she cuts off the bigger one, Scotch. The bigger one.
Emotional damage.
Holy shit. They said because that's the one he peed out of. That's the one he used. It was like, well, maybe he was using the other one. Maybe he was reserving the other one for
business.
Business. I was going to say the E word. Thank you for cleaning that up for me. am I speaking almost kind of retarded? Am I going a little slow?
Uh-oh, retard alert.
You're not going slow. You're kind of Bidening it. You're just
like I'm sloppy. I'm almost like a spiccato kind of a. Kind
yeah, of a absolutely. Speaker. There's a lot of going on in this fucking.
Anyway, kid lost the big dick. I'm guessing it was a nod to old Pop Pop because she was like, "Look, nobody's gonna be bigger than my man."
Just him growing up. Yeah, he got rid of the got rid
You're
of
not gonna boy. Be that huge, my man. My little winner's going places. I'm cutting off to Japan because that's how they do.
Guilty mom has got no pleasure. Oh, that's unfortunate. To chop off the big one. Maybe I don't know. I just he's two. Give him, you know, I mean, two. Can you imagine? Like I said, emotional damage. Like this kid's going in there.
I wouldn't. Here's the thing.
I don't even know.
Obviously, this kid's a baby. It's probably like a bris. He's never going to know what happens unless somebody says, hey, you know that scar right above that little pee-pee you got? That used to be a man.
The funny thing is it's not a up or down thing. It's a left or right, according to the article.
Whatever it is, doesn't matter. You know the little thing, that extra belly button you got? Used to be a dick. Just eliminate that from your vocabulary right now. And the kid will be okay. If I knew that I had like an extra huge schlong that no longer exists, pretty upset.
So it's funny, in this article, it states that earlier this month, there was a reported case of an Uzbekistani boy born with dos pipis and lived with the condition for 7 years, completely functional.
That's what I'm saying. She doesn't know if the little thing would come to life all of a sudden. You got to give it time.
Maybe because the other one was so big, was just dormant. You know, like waiting to. I'm not needed right now. I'm just gonna sit back here in the dugout. Let my little friend handle the unimportant business. When it's time for me to step up to the, no pun intended, bat, then I'll come. You know, it's like fucking just out of the ether, just, you know, maybe it was just dormant.
Yeah, maybe it was the Hulk of dick.
We'll never know now.
Like if he got mad, then it would come to life.
Yeah, we won't know now because mom just made that decision for him. And I hope that this boy is somewhere like around 16, 17, 18, and somehow makes it into the news again, just so I could send him this particular podcast. So he knows. I want him to ask his mom. It's not going to be hard. He's going to know. He's going to have to know, unless his parents never tell him. And this is just,
I wouldn't say anything.
You wouldn't?
I mean, if I was a parent, like, you know what? Mom made a decision. Taking this shit to the grave. I'm taking it to where exactly that huge dick lies right now. The grave.
Oh, in the grave.
Bears?
The bears.